Hey, listeners, welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. Boy, my goodness, the weather's changing outside. Hopefully it is where you live. It is where I live. If you're in Florida, in the Sunshine State, or California, or somewhere hot like Arizona, New Mexico, we love you. But in the rest of the country, it's getting chilly, and it feels like Christmas is upon us. And so the question that we want to ask today, what I'd like to talk about today is, what are you doing for Christmas? What are you doing for Christmas? Guys, it's such an intentional time for us in kids ministry, in next gen ministry, to be able to use this season, one, to elevate the name of Jesus, which is what we all need to be motivated by. That is the most important thing that we do. That's why we do what we do. But we also know that the holiday season, Christmas and Easter, are those two times a year when people come to our churches who may not otherwise come the rest of the year. So we have a great opportunity to see them, to meet them, to greet them, to get to know them, and to engage them with the gospel. So the question is, what are you doing this Christmas? And I'd like to spend this episode talking with a couple of friends from our Hi-Fi team. Hi-Fi is a brand new curriculum resource from Lifeway Kids and Lifeway Students. It's a new next-gen resource that's preschool kids and students content. And I have with me today the manager over Kids Publishing that leads Hi-Fi, Jeremy Carroll, and our content editor for Hi-Fi Kids, Crystal Mazuka. Crystal and Jeremy, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having us, Chad.
Hey, so we're talking about you. I need a little more energy there, Crystal. It's Christmas time. So I hear the jingle bells, ching, 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 ching. So Christmas is just around the corner, right? So as we talk about that, I know both of you, before we started recording, we had this really lively, fun conversation about favorite Christmas movies and all kinds of things. Jeremy, I'm going to start with you because you have a reputation on our team. And as I look at you right now on your Zoom, sure, it's November. You've got a Christmas tree behind you in your office already. You've got looks like Christmas lights lighting up your space at home. So you are an early Christmas decorator.
Where did that
come from? Tell us about that.
Unapologetically. So most of my life, I have been the traditional day after Thanksgiving. That's what I grew up with. And that's what it was. And so, and there's nothing wrong with that. If that's you, that's great. Lord bless you. But
if you're normal, like everybody else, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's right. It's completely acceptable. Don't let anybody shame you if you go day after Thanksgiving. But
so you're saying that's too mainstream for you.
That's right. Yeah. And so I'm not quite the big box store decorate in July, not quite that far, but some craft stores, they like to get it out really early. I'm not quite that far, but I don't know. It's only been a few years ago, but there was one year within the last 6 years or so where we were out of town or something on Thanksgiving and I ended up not getting my Christmas decorations, like finished them until like December 20th or something. Oh, and I was like,
wow.
And by this point I was like, man, I didn't get, it's too much work to enjoy. And it really just brings me joy. I love looking at Christmas lights. And even last night I'm driving down and my kids laugh at me because I'm like, oh, they got their Christmas lights on and I'm giddy, right? I love it. That's right. And so, yeah, my kids are the same thing. But although my kids are like, they're asking me November 1, like, are we going to decorate? Like, it's almost a holiday in the Carroll house. So it's really only in the last couple of years, but it's been because I had that one year where I missed out. And so I just decided, you know what? I'm going to decorate early and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to spend my whole Thanksgiving break decorating. Like, no, I'm going to enjoy it. And so that's really where that value comes from. It brings me a lot of joy. It just makes me happy. And
It's fun to tease you about that.
Yeah.
Just because it's fun to have something to tease you about. but it's like, it's no shave November. And, you've been growing your scruffy mm-hmm. beard for a while. It's fun to look at you, be kind of scruffy.
Be a little different.
I more and more, as I've observed you and others, the early Christmas decoration is really not a bad idea because there's something to the anticipation, right? We just talked recently about our Advent guide that we put out through Lifeway Kids, and that the whole idea of anticipating Christmas is really where all the fun comes because, let's be honest, as we get older, Christmas Day itself can be somewhat anticlimactic. It's like, oh, I got more pajama pants, right? Whatever, whatever it is. But the anticipation of it is really fun. So, Crystal, where do you fall in all of this? Are you, I don't see any Christmas decorations behind you. Not that you're anti-Christmas, but where do you fall? What's your philosophy?
I think we need to say that Jeremy started decorating in October, like beginning of October. I remember
he's like on the Lowe's and Home Depot schedule.
Yeah. So I, you know, like I feel like he's a little bit of an outlier. So I love what I love about Christmas. I love Christmas music and I love Christmas movies. The decorating I'm fine with, but man, I just don't have a lot of joy in getting it all out. Knowing that in like a month and a half, I'm going to have to
put it away.
It all up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say I have really, really pared down the decorations. Like I have the tree, I have the stockings, and that's really going to be it. Sometimes my boys will hang lights on the house and I'm like, if you put them up, you got to take them down because I don't want to do the extra work. However, we'll listen to Christmas music nonstop starting in like November 1st. I am blasting it. I will watch a Christmas movie every single day. So I do love that aspect of it. I just don't want to put in all the work of putting all this stuff up.
That's fair enough. There's a lot to do.
Jeremy's decorations on our Zoom calls. Like I get to live vicariously through all the work he's put in. So
here's my question for you. Okay, before we get to the core of what we're here to talk about. So you live in the beautiful state of Washington. So you're a member of our Lifeway Kids Hi-Fi team, and yet you don't live in Nashville where some of us are. We are a decentralized organization and you live in the Pacific Northwest. And so my question is, do you have a real Washington State Christmas tree or do you have an artificial tree in a box? Please don't disappoint me.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you. No. It is 100% artificial.
Crystal.
Okay, listen. No, real trees, number one, sap, much more likely to catch on fire.
Yes.
Number two, they shed needles all the time.
But there's the pine three, smell that you get. I picture you loading your boys up in the family truckster and driving up into the woods like Clark Griswold, cutting down a giant tree and jamming it into your house. That's what I picture.
So that sounds miserable. It can take 5 minutes and have my tree up, and I didn't have to get cold or wet to do it. So
well, you are blessed to live in such a beautiful part of the country where I'm sure you'll get to see enough of those snow-covered pine trees while you're out driving around with your scarf and mittens on. Well, okay. Yeah. So listeners, what are you doing for Christmas? So as we talk about kids ministry, family ministry, next gen ministry, there's always a question of what are we going to do at Christmas? And there can be some pressure around that. You know, sometimes there are expectations from our leaders that we will do something extra or something big for Christmas. Maybe that we would offer a family event of some kind. What are we going to do to engage differently? Well, the good news is through our new Hi-Fi resource, we have something that you need to know about. And so Crystal has been working very hard and very closely, and Jeremy as well. But Crystal really been in the weeds on this one. Mm-hmm. She's been in the tree, in the snow, on this, creating what we have offered through Hi-Fi, which is called Holly Jolly Palooza. Which, how fun does that sound?
It sounds so fun.
What could be more fun than a Holly Jolly Palooza? Of all the paloozas I've ever heard of, it's like the most fun sounding one, right?
It really is.
So I want to hear, let's share with the listeners about Holly Jolly Palooza. But before we dive into that and all the awesome things that it can provide and why they might want to check it out just for that month of December, at least, let's talk, Jeremy, a little bit about the context of this within the resource of Hi-Fi. Give us just a really short, high-level view for listeners who may not have looked at Hi-Fi. What is it? How does it work? And why is it possible for them to maybe try it out even just for a short season?
Yeah. So, Hi-Fi in 30 seconds or less. Let's see. So Hi-Fi comes out of a place where we really want to be engage the culture. So cultural awareness is a big value of Hi-Fi. And because of that, one of that is being calendar sensitive. And so we feel like Christmas is a place where we need to deal with Christmas. Kids and families are dealing with Christmas. Every other place in December, we need to deal with it in Hi-Fi. And so with Hi-Fi, that's one of our values is being culturally aware. And then we make great material that is active and fun and engaging. Somebody years ago coined the term intergagement. I don't remember who it was. It's not my, I didn't coin, but I picked it up because I really, really like it, because Hi-Fi kind of fits in that space of, we want kids to have a level of entertainment, but not really for the sake of entertainment, because really that's just a bridge to get us to engagement. And so I really think that Hi-Fi captures this idea of engagement, through dropping some of our assumptions about, biblical knowledge and regular attendance, being there every single week and needing a curriculum that builds. And so Hi-Fi looks at all of those things from a weekend or a midweek perspective and really focuses on that engagement with preschoolers, kids, and students at age appropriate and development levels. One of the other things Hi-Fi really values is we kind of build on real connection, true belonging, and that exists in a great sense in the sessions for Sundays or Wednesdays, depending on when it can be used. But it also extends to volunteers and families. And in that family space is really where this particular event. And so with Hi-Fi, you can get it either as a monthly subscription or an annual subscription. And if you're on the annual subscription, then you will see over the course of 12 months, you will see two volunteer events, right, Crystal? It's two, right?
Yeah.
Two volunteer events and then four family events that we will provide throughout the course of 12 months. We give you a launch event, which is like a family game night kind of thing. And then the second one that we've provided for those who are already subscribing is a December event. And Holla Jolly Palooza fits in that family space. How do we bring families together, help them engage with each other, help make a fun event that you can bring neighbors to and friends, and really just celebrate with a good time, just engage with each other in relationships around something we're already talking about, which is Christmas things during the month of December. And so that Holla Jolly Palooza fits in that family engagement, family connection place within the Hi-Fi resource.
And so the two big pieces that make Hi-Fi what it is, or that underlie it, are these big cultural needs. You mentioned it's a culturally aware resource where we know what's going on in the world in different regions. You know, where Crystal lives near Seattle, that's a very different place to minister than where we are in Nashville. And so Hi-Fi is aware that there are people living in a lot of different contexts, and so it acknowledges that and how we function, but it brings together these the solutions for these two big cultural needs of the big need that kids have for belonging and a place to belong. You mentioned relationship and relational connection and how central that is in Hi-Fi. And the other is identity. We know the culture has this quest that kids are on to define themselves. It's the mission of Gen Z and Gen Alpha. And we say we need kids to find belonging in our churches and identity in Christ. And so this is what Hi-Fi is built on. And so if you do study the whole year, listeners, Hi-Fi, the study plan is 12 simple biblical identity truths. We study one truth per month, every month, all year. Each of those truths stands alone and yet connects with the others as well. It acknowledges kids may not have a biblical worldview or understand the jargon, and it meets them where they are to wrap them in relationship and connect them to Jesus. So it's amazing. But what's cool, one of the coolest things about, there's so much cool about Hi-Fi. One of the cool things, listeners, for you, is that it's a 100% digital resource. So there is no box to mail. You can decide today that you want to try it out, click a button or two, and you've got access, instant access to this phenomenal resource. I like to say it's flexible, faithful, and fun. It's flexible because it is digital. Y'all have created this. We have created this to be modified. So most everyone is modifying their curriculum in some way, but most resources are not meant to be modified. This one takes that into consideration. And it also does that in a way that is faithful with its content. We are not going to waver here at Lifeway from biblical fidelity. And so Hi-Fi is strong in content and fun. And the fun aspect of bringing engagement and active learning and what did you call it? Entergagement?
Entergagement. Yeah.
I love that, Jeremy. That's a great term.
It's a fun word.
That is exactly what this does. And so you listeners, because it's digital, because you can subscribe for just 1 month if you choose to, you could subscribe for 1 month for the month of December for Hi-Fi. You get 4 weeks of content. That's your weekly teaching. You get a bonus week because that happens to be, Crystal, that's a game changer month. When there's five Sundays, there's an extra session.
Yeah, December,
and you get Holly Jolly Palooza. So let's talk about Holly Jolly Palooza. What is it, Crystal, and what's in it?
Holly Jolly Palooza is, in my opinion, an incredibly, incredibly fun event where families get to make memories together as family units, but then they're also building connections and relationships with one another. We really designed it as a way for leaders to offer something that is pretty simple to run, but really, really effective when it comes to that engagement portion. And so I think of it as the fact that I am a super duper duper extrovert. Like, I don't know that you'll ever meet a more extroverted person than me. And then my son, Noah, who I think both of you guys have met,
is maybe the most
introverted person. And I always think to myself, how can we design things that reach both of those types of people?
Yeah.
Where somebody like me and somebody like my son, who does not want to be called up, does not want to be up front, does not anything like that. Like, how can we have that experience together? And so Holly Jolly starts first off with some kind of connection activities, which actually is a nod to Hi-Fi and the way that we design it, that we always want it to be that as soon as people come in, they have something that they can engage in. So there's a couple of different engagement activities that families get to sort of rotate around and do. These are really simple to set up, but one of the things that's fun about them is they're actually making things to take home that they could continue to do at home and have some holiday Christmas fun at home. There's a spinner that they make where they get to play a song game. There's some like Mad Lib type stories that they actually will turn in and kick off the event. The host would get to read those up front. Maybe my favorite is a gargola tune game that you get to make and play. This came from my own family tradition where you pull a game out of a bag and then you take a drink of water, you gargle it and try and get other people to guess what the song is. Such a fun game. You start laughing, water's going everywhere. It's amazing. So again, they get to play this there, but they're also making the materials to take home so they can continue to play those types of things at home. They get to make a Christmas charade game. And then of course the classic cookie decorating. Now, again, Hi-Fi is customizable. So this resource is customizable. You can do all of those welcome stations. You could do one or two of them, or you could skip it altogether, but we really just wanted it to be there. That's an option for just helping families right off the bat get to engage, have some fun, and make some things to take home.
Fun. Just to clarify before we go too much farther, what age range are we talking about that Holly Jolly Palooza really targets? What age kids? And what sort of setting, what kind of environment do you see facilitating this in?
Yeah, so this, first off, I feel like is great. When I say families, I literally mean families. We take into account that you could have a family that has a preschooler and a 16-year-old, and they could all come and have that fun together. You could be a grandparent bringing your grandkids, and you could have that fun together. So it really is geared towards just that word of family. So whatever you would consider family, we were really intentional about that with these family events, that preschoolers are able to be engaged, and also teenagers who are coming with their families would also be able to have some fun with them as well.
Great.
So
that's great. Great point of clarity.
Yes. And then the setting for it is really like, in my mind, I'm just picturing some kind of large space with seating.
Could be your fellowship hall. Could be a gym. Could be a big classroom.
A gym. It could be. Yeah. You can even do it in your sanctuary if you wanted to. It really is made. I mean, the thing is, of course, Hi-Fi is digital. We consider ourselves a screens on all the time type of resource. Yes. And so there is a lot that comes with screen. And so you will need some kind of projection and somebody to be able to run those slides.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. What else might we expect to do or see?
So we have a very fun countdown. And I never, ever want to diminish the fun of a countdown because I think that they're really fun. We have a 5-minute countdown that even that 5-minute countdown is filled with games and activities for families to be doing together, for them to be engaging with other people that are in the room type of a deal. But it gives you that great transition into, hey, we're done with these, you know, stations you've been doing and come on together. So now we're going to have a large group time. It's a ton of fun. Don't skip it. I'm just going to say, don't skip it. It's a countdown that I would even say too, that if you were to purchase Hi-Fi and you get Holly Jolly Palooza, it could potentially be a very fun countdown to use at your Christmas Eve service. Mm-hmm. You know, like we are always looking for ways to sort of engage people before church starts. And that countdown would be a great thing to do in the room. You would get a lot of laugh, a lot of fun. So anyway, so
gameplay for the purpose of connection, connecting kids with one another, with their families and families with your church through that organized, structured engagement time. Lots of fun and energy. And there's presumably some biblical content too. Yeah,
there is. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we go into the large group, you've got a host who is going to be leading several different activities. A lot of them are song related. I will be honest because it's Holly Jolly Palooza, but all of it leads to a devotional towards the end of it, where you really do get to share, you know, like here at our church, we are all about like being able to create connection, create belonging and have fun. But the reason that we do it is really the reason that's behind Christmas. And we get an opportunity to share from the Bible really what the heart of it is. And the reason that we structured it that way, Chuck, is that when you go back to that spiritual pathway that's in Flip the Script, we talk about the fact that everybody that comes into our churches, we talk about it a lot with kids, but it's the same with adults. They are not, like if we just hit them with the Bible right off the bat, sometimes they're like, I don't know you. I don't even know that I believe this. My guard is kind of up. Yes. You haven't earned my trust yet. And so we really, really want to be connection heavy at the beginning in order to build that trust. So when we share that devotional moment, when we share about the truth of Christmas, about Jesus being born for us at the end, families are going to be more open to hearing and receiving that truth.
Yes. Wonderful.
So I want to make sure. So one of our other values is simplicity for the leader, right? So we do this in Hi-Fi, in the session content. We try to make it as easy as possible to access and to customize all of the things we've said already. But that translates over into our events as well. And Holly Jolly Palooza is no exception. And so there are all kinds of things that we provide inside the event that really are designed to make it super easy on planning and preparation. Crystal, you've mentioned a few. I'm going to mention a few more. Let me know if I've left anything out. But we give you a supply list. We give you an instruction script so that you know exactly what to say when. That has embedded media cues. You've alluded to several of the media components, the slides and the videos and the embedded media cues inside the script. We give you social media and posters for promoting and announcing this is coming. If I left anything out, a fully baked PowerPoint file that has all the slides already baked in. So all you have to do is download it and put it in. Don't leave anything out. What are other ways that we've made it super simple in planning and preparing?
You know, one of the things with Hi-Fi is we do have a simple supply list, a general supply list, and pretty much everything comes from that. So there isn't anything crazy that you would need to go out and purchase for this. It's simple to set up. It's simple to run. If you wanted to do more, you always could. We always give an option like, hey, if you want to provide food at this event, go ahead and do it. If you want to have prizes, go ahead and do it. But none of that is required to actually run the event.
Yeah. So we give you everything you need in terms of planning and preparation through lists and instructions and scripts and all that to try to make it super, super easy to plan. Because we don't need a complex thing to plan at Christmas. That's the last thing we need. What we need is something super simple, easy to implement. And we try to give you all of that, all of those resources out of the box with your subscription Hi-Fi.
And we've done that hard work, that back work, that leg work to set you up, leader, for success as you engage parents and families. And this is so key, especially in the Christmas season. You will without a doubt have families who are not regulars who visit during the Christmas season. And for you to be able to offer a family event, we've designed four of these for the year within Hi-Fi. that give you this really well thought out and planned out strategy to engage with parents and grandparents and families and whoever the adults are that that bring mm-hmm. their children. And it's a great way to use kids ministry as a way to onboard families into the church to mm-hmm. create that mm-hmm. sense of belonging and connection that they so desperately are seeking. We know that you know, there's none who seeks after God, right? Not one does what's good. Everyone have gone their own way. But we know that families are desperate for connection and they really mm-hmm. want to do something with their children. And so when we can come alongside our communities with an event like this, it can be a really unique and special opportunity to have people who might never otherwise come into your church. They may not even yes. come on Christmas, but they may come for a family night around Christmas. And that's where mm-hmm. we get back to what Crystal said. We're not bringing them in so we can hit them over the head with the gospel. This isn't a bait and switch. We're bringing them in to have a fun Christmas-oriented activity time of games and play and recreation and entertainment with their kids. But of course, we're going to be faithful to point it all mm-hmm. back to Jesus as we should. But
yes.
I love the yes. thoughtfulness that you and the team have put into this resource. It's really well done. And any church who uses this is going to have just a fantastic result. So it's a great way to make yeah. connection with kids and families.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey, Chuck and Jeremy, do you guys want to try one of the games real quick that's in Holly Jolly Palooza?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, let's go.
Okay. So one of the first games is one that's called Christmas Carol Confusion. And you get a couple of players up on stage, and essentially they are given clues that hint towards a song. And you have to figure out what the song is. So I wrote a couple special just for you. Are
Christmas
you guys ready?
Carol Confusion.
Christmas Carol Confusion. All try right. and guess what song this is. Are
let's
you ready?
Let's play.
Garage band plays tunes while circling an evergreen tree.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I was going to say that.
Oh,
good answer.
I hit
my
buzzer
factor. Good answer. Need buzzers. Oh, I didn't realize it was a competition. Okay, here we go. I'm going to roll up my sleeves.
This next one is a little bit harder. When I did this, because I made the ones in Holly Jolly, like, they're a little bit easier because we've got children playing. This one is for two adult men who love Christmas and love Christmas music. Ready?
Let's go.
Okay, here it is. Happy, polite men are given a break by God himself.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. What? Come on, let's go.
Very
all right,
good.
It's 1-1. Now we have a tie. We
good.
Need a tiebreaker.
You guys, I only came up with two.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm sorry.
That's right. Everybody's a winner. That's all right.
Everybody's a winner. And Holly Jolly Palooza, everybody's a winner. So
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Frosty the Snowman.
Really fun. We've got really fun games like that where some of them are people coming up on stage to compete. We even have specific ones where we're like, this is really fun for a parent and child to come up together or two siblings to come up together. And then we've got some where the whole group is participating. We've got these paper snowballs that you make and you just have this big snowball fight. But then you take a paper and open it up and it's going to have a question that you find somebody else and you talk to that person nice. And you get to know them. So again, everything is made for having fun, for creating connection, building memories as a family, but also building relationships with one another. Because we know that as families do that, they will be more prone to want to get connected, involved in our church because they feel like they have a place to belong.
That's right. We need to create a safe space to create that relational connection so that, like you mentioned, those emotional barricades will come down. And when they do, when they feel safe and when they feel known and when they feel like they have a friendship, eyes, ears, hearts, and minds are open to hear the gospel. Crystal, thank you for sharing about Holly Jolly Palooza and for all your work. Jeremy, tell us where to go. So if there's a listener who says, boy, this sounds really cool, how might I take a look at that? Where should they go and what steps do they take to get their hands on this?
Yeah, for the first step would be to go to myhyfi.com, myhyfi.com. That's where you can find all things hi-fi in terms of podcasts and FAQs and samples of videos and all of those things. But one of the most important things you can get is if you like what you see or you like what you hear, there is a try now button right there on myhyfi.com. And you can sign up for a free trial right now. It's a 14-day unlimited free trial, so unlimited access. You get it all. And you get to see what hi-fi looks like. Then if you do the subscription, you can, or the trial rather, you can subscribe right there. You can go ahead and jump in. It's you can do monthly or annual subscription. So if you say, man, I really want to look, I'm looking for something to do for Christmas and I really want to do Christmas sessions, you could go ahead and subscribe for to Hi-Fi, do four sessions plus the fifth one for New Year's Eve, which is our game changer and hooray day. But you can subscribe for a month and get that. And then you get access built in, integrated access to the family event, which is Holly Jolly Palooza. You see that all of that's available inside the Ministry Grid platform, inside our advanced planning section. But through Ministry Grid, you get access to the events and the sessions.
So that first big step, listeners, is to go to myhyfi.com, myhyfi.com, get that free trial period, and that's how you get access where you can click through to subscribe for the month of December if that's all you want, or you can jump in December and stay with us for the whole year, which would be fantastic.
That's right.
Hi-Fi, by the way, is a fantastic resource. It's created and designed to be your primary curriculum that you would use on Sunday morning, but it also works so well as a second environment. It could be a fantastic children's church solution or a really good midweek if you're looking for something there. Mm-hmm. So wherever Hi-Fi fit, it's meant to be flexible, and so it fits your need. So check out Hi-Fi at myhi-fi.com, myhyfi. That's easy for me to say. myhyfi.com. Crystal and Jeremy, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas.
Listeners, thank you for listening. And so whether you're hurrying out to put your Christmas lights up or if you already have, like Jeremy, have a wonderful Christmas season and point your kids and families to Jesus this year. We want to encourage you to check out Holly Jolly Palooza. We love you. We appreciate you. Come back again soon for another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.